But the other Rechavo came over to me afterwards and pointed out that that explanation is not correct, or at least it's incomplete. First of all, what's the opinion of Papa Lala? What does Papa say?
Yes, a friend.
One is not related.
Do you tell a revolutionary? Thank you. Yeah, go ahead. Why?
One is not related.
One
is not exactly the same style by the name of the new
That's the shita. The shita of Rapapa is the following. The shita of Rapapa is that when it comes to Tnai Hoyud Varenu, so then in such a case, it's going to be a difference between one and two. While Rav Huna says that there isn't a difference between one and two, they're both going to be the exact same thing. So I'll tell you over what I said yesterday. It might be true, but it's entirely incomplete. It requires a lot more bayer. And that is, yesterday I had said, don't write this down, because it's not correct. Yesterday what I had said was that the machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna is that according to Rav Huna, the halacha is that they're allowed to explain what the context of the shtar is. If, as long as they're talking, so then in such a case, they're allowed to give the context of the shtar. However, if they're finished talking, so then they're not allowed to go back. Of course, that is the difference between a case of where they say, Tnai ho yura dvareinu, as opposed to they say, Ksav yadeinu, and then 10 minutes later they say, Aval anusim ayinu. So then, in such a case, then you lost your pesha asa. So we suggested that, according to Rav Papa, what's going to happen is that they're not even allowed to explain Tnai ho yura dvareinu, that there isn't even a halacha of Chozru Magidin. Why? The reason why there's no halacha of Chozru Magidin, because it's Tel Kedei Diva. We suggested then, the svar that we said is correct, we're gonna see that it's correct, but it's not enough over here, that in such a case, the reason why we don't accept the Chozru Magidin is because all we're interested is them verifying their signatures. Once they say they verify their signatures, then in such a case it's going to be enough. In contrast, we said to Rav Huna that we allow them to finish the sentence. And the position of Rav Huna is, we allow for the sentence to be finished. By the way, I just remembered something before I masbir up Rav Huna. I want to clarify. Rav Korn told me that we could do Maseches Ksubas after Pesach. We'll see if we have a chevra for a shir, or we'll learn Bechabura. We'll see. We'll find out. But the only way, and this no one told me this from the yeshiva, but it's Muvah Me'elav, that the only way that we're going to be able to continue to do it is if everybody is learning Megillah at some other time of the day. In other words, that everybody will be able to participate in Maseches Megillah. So we're not going to be able to do it if you're not able to do Megillah simultaneously at some part of the day.
The criterion could be that Megillah will be, you know, you could do it Bikiyas, you know, without necessarily the goal of knowing it the way you want to know Ksubis. If you're throwing yourself into Ksubis and you want to really, really know Ksubis, well, you could do it with your Shana Aleph fellow and do it fast. Maybe I'll do an Amud Yomi Shir. We'll see. There might be ways to go about doing it. But at the end of the day, if we're going to continue doing Ksubis, I think that's, without anybody telling me in the yeshiva, I think that's Muva Mielo, that that's Tnai Hoyu Dvarenu. So, okay. So now back to Tnai Hoyu Dvarenu within Rav Papa and Rav Huna. I didn't prepare that one. So that now coming back to Rav Papa and Rav Huna. Now, Zarlin Yonenu, David points out that it can't be correct. Why can't it be correct? So says David, because Rav Papa, it does accept the fellow to finish off his words, Tnai Hoyu Dvareinu, if there are two of them. It's only when there's one of them that you can't do it. So what we said makes sense, Bidas Rav Papa, only if one person's talking. But if two people are talking, so then in such a case, even Rav Papa the Pashtus, okay, that might be a separate disagreement of ours, but I feel strongly that Rav Papa is going Bidas Rav Nachman. David said, Mehechi Tesi, Rav Papa is going Bidas Rav Nachman. Lefura, I think I have the majority of the Chevras on my side, that Rav Papa is going Bidas Rav Nachman. If Rav Papa is going Bidas Rav Nachman, so then he's making a split. He's saying bye to, I agree with you, Rav Huna, by one, so then in such a case, I disagree with you. So why would there be a difference? That we never explained. explained. David's 100% right that our Hesber just explained in general when it came to one. But with two, Rav Papa agrees with Rav Huna. So can anybody give me what would be the Svara for Rav Huna? Why he would disagree, excuse me, with Rav Huna? What would the Svara be? It sounds like, according to Rav Papa, we have this complex nuance. What's the nuance within Rav Papa? It works like this. The nuance is that if you have Tnai Oyu Dvarenu in such a case, then Rav Papa is of the opinion that it depends on how you're speaking. If you're speaking as a Kad of Edus, then of course you have the Halach of Chozrenu Magidin. Then even Rav Papa agrees. However, if you're talking already as an Eid Echad, you're not talking as an Eid, but you're saying as one person, so then we say to you, we don't let Chozrenu Magidin. The Halach of Chozrenu Magidin is only a Halach when you're coming as an Eid. To what? As Eidus. As one Eid, so then we're going to say, we verify your signatures. That's the only thing we're interested in doing. But if it's already coming as Eidus, so then it's a Davar Pashut that we say Chozrenu Magidim. So that point we didn't emphasize at all yesterday, according to our Papa. What we emphasize is we're not interested in you talking once you verified your signature. Then we're not interested in Tnai Oyu Dvarenu. If that's so, so then why is it when it comes to two? See, we need to add that the chiluk is that's based on the notion of Eidus. Of course, even Rav Papa would agree when it comes to Eidus that that's going to be acceptable. However, when it comes to Eid Echad, there in such a case, it's going to be different. Okay, we had left off with in middle of the Ran. We're going to see that the Hakdaras that we gave yesterday are continue going to be important. And I'd like to, I really was very happy. You know, in the beginning of the week, I was really unhappy with what we said, the Das Rambam yesterday, the Pshatim that we said, the Das Tesis, and so on, the Minei Ubei, I think is worth $1 million. I've told you that the story of Rabbi Rucham Amir. Do you know that Rabbi Rucham, Rabbi Aryeh Bina's Rebbe, was makbid? I read this in books. The books aren't lying. The Rabbi Rucham, of course, in the yeshiva, he would say sichot and so on. But if anybody would come to speak to him in learning, he was a mashgiach. Most of the time, he was in avodas Hashem. He would charge them money. He would charge them money. What's the pshat? He would charge them money because Rabbi Rucham wanted the boys to know that what that Torah hanechmadim yizalv in yipazra shuto kimashma. He would manage charge money. It's very radical, right? But he wanted them not to take it for granted. I don't think he charged money to come into the sikhat Musar, but he charged money if you would come to speak to him one-on-one. So he would charge money. The legend has it that once there was a boy who missed his Rebbe, Rabbi Rucham, so much that he had to be home. And he was poor, like most of the Bachurim at the time. Let's say he had the equivalent of $20. So he bought a train ticket, and it was $10 in one direction, $10 in the other direction. So he spent the $10, he came to Mir, and he heard Rav Yerucham's sikha, but he wanted to speak to him one-on-one. He wanted Rav Yerucham to tell him a Musa that was nogeya him. So he came in, Rav Yerucham said, I have something very exciting to tell you, but it's going to cost you money. So the boy hesitated for a second, and then he told him to cost you equivalent to $10. The boy hesitated for a second. The trip without the train money, it would be a walk of 3 weeks to come home. He hesitated, and then he pulled out the $10 and gave it to Rabbi Rucham. And Rabbi Rucham told him the Torah. And then the fairy tale ends, and Rabbi Rucham gave it back. So just wanting to make sure how dear the Torah from a Rebbe was to you. But this is something. What we said yesterday is worth $1 million. To understand what's the Olmec and tell us that many people could do it. You don't have to pay me the $1 million. You go to many other people, you get it, I'm sure, even more. But at the end of the day, you should really, really appreciate that we dafka, I think that what we accomplished was something that was quite significant. Now, let's continue on. We saw the Ramban and the Ran, and the Ramban's Kasha. The Ran's Kasha and the Ramban. So again, in Dibra Maskel, Lahad Tnai Hayu Dvarenu. So we learned this Mechloku Avos HaOlam. What was that Mechlokus between the Avos HaOlam? The Mechlokus was whether our case is talking about whether there's ksav yodam yoytzim in malkum acher or not. Whether it's ksav yodam yoytzim in malkum acher or not. By the way, what's the reason then if it's worth $1 million, so why aren't Rabbein paid $1 million? Who knows the answer to that question? I'm asking this with a straight face. So what's the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make it like that? That all the world should be clamoring for it. So what's the answer? Because then everybody would want to be a Rebbe. Okay. That's a Musar Vart. Rabbi Yerochim would sell that to you for $1 million. Nachon. That's a nice Vart. What's the real answer? Not that Musar isn't the real answer. But what's the real answer? So the answer is it's Osir for a Rebbe to get the value. The Rambam says a Rebbe's not allowed to accept any money. Most Rishonim, it's a Farish or Gemara, that you're not allowed to get money for teaching Torah. So what is the Pshat? So how could a Rebbe be paid? So the Kulei Alma, the Rambam says there's no Heter. The Rambam didn't take any money for teaching Torah. I have a friend who's a Lamdan Otsum. He refuses to take the money. He's a professor. And he learns Torah on the side. The tradition in Klal Yisrael is not that way. I'm not talking about whether to be a professor or not. But he's from Sheba from Sheba from. The from is the starkest and so on. He's so from, he doesn't become a Rebbe. He makes his money on the side. He goes from college to college. Every semester he teaches in a different college. Not as a real professor. A real professor, you got to play games in the university. You got to kiss up to people who say no. Every semester he goes as an adjunct professor. He teaches in the, and then he goes to another college. In another college, he teaches mathematics. Mamish like the Rambam. In the sense that the Rambam didn't take a cent for teaching Torah as well. The Rambam, what did the Rambam do? He got Schar Batala. What's the heter for a Rebbe to accept money for his job? The heter is called Schar Batala. And that is that the some Rishonim say they're allowed to take money for the fact that at the time they could have been doing something else and earning money somewhere else. So, but who says Schar Batala means that they're entitled to what their job is worth? No, Schar Batala is the most basic job. The most basic job is Schar Batala. So therefore, even though it's worth $1 million, Val Pi Halacha, the Rebbe can take $1 million for it. Because then in such a case, then he'd be getting the worth. If he's getting the worth, then he's getting paid for teaching Torah. So the only thing a Rebbe can get is Schar Batala. Okay, so now we have the Ran and the Ramban. So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says like this. The Ramban says that it's only if ain't ksav yodam yotzim imokam acher. But if it's ksav yodam yotzim imokam acher, so then in such a case, the halacha is going to be different. What was the first question that the Rabban said, if it was ksav yodam yotzim imokam acher, we'll do it again inside? What was the Rabban's question? First question, if ksav yodam yotzim imokam acher, so then in such a case, the Rabban says you won't be able to get anything. Then, of course, these guys are not going to be believed. What was his raya? Who could tell me what his raya was? What was his raya? Oh, on my right side. Okay. The answers come from the right, not from the left, huh? Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Yitzchak, go ahead.
The Rambam said that an eid echad would have to be believed, and when it goes through a few different cases where an eid echad is not believed at all. Whether it's, if it's like parua, then eid echad is not believed, and kasha, then eid echad.
So what's his kasha?
Oh, his kasha is, and if we're saying that ksav yadam b'makom acher, then you are believed. Then why is the Gemara of a suffix if eid echad is believed in relation? For sure not be
why? Why should eid echad for sure not be believed? You're right. You're on the right track. Ezra, help him out. The eid echad, just like an eid echad, is not going to be believed by parua. So too, the eid echad should not be believed to say tnayo yudvareinu. So now let's see this inside again. I know I'm repeating from yesterday, but to get the flow, we've got to repeat from yesterday. V'chein pirish Rashi, four lines from the bottom of my edition of the Ram. In the second line into the Baramaskal v'hadit tnay. V'chein pirish Rashi v'ramban ichriya k'divei echronim. That what? That we're talking about Ein sav yodin yotzam imokam acher. Mehod amrina na lo, ein omer tonight, ve ein omer meinin tonight. Ve'im ein mefarshin os afil b'kshik sav yodin yotzam imokam acher, kederach asugi shalahem. My Masaf Galu, what is the Safik? The Hechi Asikna de Mehemin, and why do they conclude he's believed? Lo ye Tnai, Elekomer Parua. The Tnai should only be an issue of like Parua. Why? The Milsach Risi. Because it's Milsach Risi. Bevadai, Miev Shalemim Rabbeid Echad, Sheinem Alomer, Mishtar Mikuyim Parua. Just like the Allah is an Eid Echad would not be believed to say in Mishtar Mikuyim Parua. So too here. Let me finish the question well, and then I'll take you. V'lo b'boy b'achosh, v'day d'echa b'achosh, alav klumu, alav filu heicha d'leka, d'machish lei. Even if there isn't someone who's machish, lo yehei mehem, and he shouldn't be believed. Din kei matzinu heidecha kam b'mamon. It will come out that you have an heidecha b'mamon. V'ateira amra, ina kam el eshvua. And the Torah says, lo yakum heidecha b'mish, it's not kam b'mamon el eshvua. V'lo yehei achosim b'shtar, ela, ולא יהיה חוסם בשטר אלא עד אחד דלקו למימר בין החוזר ומאגיד ולא יהיה תנאי אלא קומר פרועה the star of the piron kai the star is stands for piron ולאו אקירו היא ואפילו אכילו מהמן just like when a person says פרועה is not being אוקר the star Nevertheless, we don't accept it because he's going up against a shtar to aid him. So too, over here, he's not being okay to shtar. You're right. Tnai hayadvari is not being okay to shtar. But at the end of the day, it should be no different than a milsach risa like perua. Ubevada kim shiksav yodim yotzim akumach alomit yonu chayim v'lo atifim mi'edim. Da'alma. El agriya minayim. It should be worse than that. Heicha shechozrin umagidin. In a case of where they're chozer magidim, why is this called chozer magidim? Because it's ksav yadam yotzim mokum acher. If it's ksav yadam yotzim mokum acher, then the shtar was already made. If the shtar is already made, so, and it's mekuyam, so then it's definitely chozer magidim. Just like you can't be chozer magidim by an eidecha by parua, so too an eidecha would not be believed. So therefore, the Ramban says that you have to say that what we're talking about is a case of what? As a case of Ein ksav yodim yotzim mokum acher. Shmuel? Good. But they have a cloud, right? But they say most questions, you go right through, the questions are answered. Va'od. So let's continue. All right, Rabosai, so far so good. Everybody have. Now no Jew will be left behind. If there's anybody that doesn't understand something about this, tell me. Yes, Ephraim.
Can you just say that the Ramban is like the second part from below, like what is promised? From below, Yehei, Chosim, Bishtar.
You have my layout? Velo Yehei, Tznai, El, Kama, Parua? Velo, yeah. Din Kei, Matsinu, Eidecha, Kambin, Mama. We have an Eidecha, Kambin, Mama. In other words, if we're going to believe the guy to say Tznai, Ho, Yedvari, then it's Eidecha, Kambin, Mama. Vatara, Amre, Eidecha, Kama, El, Shvua. V'lo yehei achosim b'shtar ela eid echad. And what you're going to say now is that it is believed you're going to take away his chasima from the shtar and all that's left is one. The lekam meimar be ein achozer umagid. That you can't say chozer umagid. In other words, he's speaking now in the negative. That if you're going to believe him, then you're not going to consider chozer umagid. V'lo yehei tnai elokomer perua, and the tnai you're going to say is fine because the milsach risi, and it's going to be like perua. The shtar the piron koy v'lav akirahi. So when it comes to perua, so then all you'll say also is a milsach risi. V'afilu achi lo mehemin, and nevertheless you're not believed. Just like it's not eid echad, if he says perua is not being open the shtar and you don't believe him, so too over here when he says tnai yidvari, he's not going to be believed because the shtar was already mekuya, which was due to ksav yodim yotzim mokum acher. Va'od says around di b'ksav yodim yotzim mokum acher skinon. Heich amrinan ela amrinan hani lema'akir sadusai ka'asir. What did the Gemara say when the Gemara said that these guys are being oker the Avis. V'id k'sav yodin yodzim okumache, if we're talking about k'sav yodin samachumache, my son to say ka'akri. In what way are you being oker the Avis? Holo isadi klum. They're not testifying anything. V'ila ma'akir sadusai d'shtar, and if you're saying you're being oker the shtar, adarabah, hi anasenes, v'yakri shtar, lo mehemnin klal. That if you're going to say they're being oker the shtar, they shouldn't be believed at all. Elevada ki aminam bitnaya yunem dvareinu dinemonim. So he's saying, if we're talking about ksav yod and yod se mokum acher, what do you mean that they're being oker the shtar? How could they be oker the shtar? If you're going to say they're being oker the shtar, you're not believed when you have ksav yodim yotzim okam acher. So Gemara says Knayo yudvareinu is not believed, is believed in the case when it is believed, is because they're being oker sadu sayu. To dover pashut, that when a shtar is mekuyim, you can't be oker it. So how could the Gemara say it works because you're being oker? You're not allowed to be oker a shtar that's mekuyam. So how could it be that you're oker the shtar? Must be. This is a simplification of the Ramban. For those of you who really, really want to feel you know the sugya, over Shabbos, first of all, read over the Gemara a zillion times, Rashi a million times, and Tosfos a few tens of thousands of times. Then after you do that, go over the Ran a few hundred times, and after you do that, then maybe open up the Ramban. And try to, I was the Guzman. I try not to speak in exaggeration, but the point to it, the Ramban really is a harder presentation of what we just read. But now you'll be able to read the Ramban himself. So, okay. So now these are the two kashas of the Ramban, who says it can't be that we're talking about ksav yodim yotzim okam acher. Now the Ran strongly, strongly disagrees with this Ramban. The Ran is going to come out and is going to say that even if ksav yodim is yotzim mimokam acher, the halacha is that you are believed. To say tnayo yudvarein. L'chura, the Ramban is 100% right. But before the Ran defends the pshat of ksav yodim yotzim mokam acher, the Ran actually goes on the offensive. What the Ran does is the Ran points out that there's something illogical in the Ramban himself. So before he answers the questions, what he does is he points out that the Ramban himself doesn't make sense. You follow the structure? Before he's going to answer the kashas, he's going to first point out the holes in the argument of the Ramban that seem to be flawless. And he says the following. And according to me, the Ramban svara itself is not clear at all. If we're going to say when there's ksav yodim yotzim okam acher, he's not believed. Mishum dehavelu chozrinu magidin. So what was the Ramban's svar? The Ramban said, of course, if it's ksav yodim yotzim okam acher, of course you have a problem that you're not going to be believed. Whether you're two or whether than one. One is not believed by parua. Two cannot be called akrashtara. That was a crunch of the two kashas of the Ran. Of the Ramban. Says the Ran, that crunch is not correct. Alma chashvina lula sadusayu kamayu kilu kosu beferish shenasu osamaisa belosham tonight. What's the Ramban assuming? The Ramban is assuming that you have a shtar. And that shtar has twinkle twinkle little shtar. What does that mean for Saul? What does twinkle twinkle little shtar mean? That means that the shtar is a full-fledged shtar and is already mekuyim. It already exists. It's nasa mischayiv with edim on the level of Durabonin and on the level of Doraisa. If it's considered a full-fledged shtar, so now I have another problem. That's how the Ramban is learning. And that's why the Ramban said one eid is not going to believe, and two eidim are not going to be considered makir sadisayu. He says, if that's so, v'yihachi afilu ein ksav yodim yotzim makam acher les levim. Even if you don't have ksav yodim yotzim makam acher, so then in such a case, we shouldn't believe him. Why? Dahmashvu Nafshayu Rishayim. Because then in such a case, they're turning themselves into Rishayim. You're right. They're allowed to go back and to be Chozer Umagid if there aren't Tzav Yod and Yod Samach. But if you're going to say that we're talking about a case of where it's Ein Tzav Yod and Yod Samach Macher, and we believe the Shtar already says that there's a Mecher, twinkle, twinkle, little Shtar says that there's a Mecher without a Tnai, so what's happening? Then we can't believe that. Why? Damashu Nafshayu Rishayim. They're turning themselves into Rishayim. What does the Ran mean? They're turning themselves into Rishayim. The moment that they say that this shtar is not correct, that it's a mecher, but it's a mecher with a tnai, is they're saying that their signatures on the shtar are not valid signatures. What do we mean to say they're not valid signatures? That they signed on to something that wasn't true. Why? There are two ways to look at a shtar without a tnai. One way of looking at a shtar without a tnai is that the shtar exists, but there could be elaboration on it. How's the Ramban looking at it? No, the Ramban is saying that the shtar already exists as a full-fledged shtar. Hence, one aid cannot come along and say, tnai o yudvarenu. Hence, two aidim cannot be called being oker the shtar. Because two aidim cannot be oker the shtar that already exists. If you're going to say that this shtar already exists, then what are you saying? You're saying it's a shtar where Reuven and Shimon signed on to a mecher. If that's so then the moment the Ramban allows two aidim to come along and say that there was a tnai, is the moment that they're saying that their chasimos were not honest chasimos. If I understand that this is the word that we would use in English, fluid, that a shtar that they come along and say is tnai, we allow for some fluidity, so then I understand they're not saying that they're rishon. But the moment that the Ramban has said, no, this shtar is already twinkle, twinkle, little shtar, says the Ran, is the moment in which you're saying that they're now changing their words. If they're changing their words, then they're making themselves Risham in the first place. Now, Rabosai, I don't want to elaborate on this right now, but when you say shir, something that you might want to add to what we're saying, that I'm not going to add, is again, the Ran is in love with Mashu Nafshai Rishon. All the other Rishonim are not bothered with Mashu Nafshai Rishon, right? The Ran is in love with this idea. And the Ran, well, I don't know what the Ramban's going to say about Mashu Nafshai Rishon in general. And particularly here, maybe there's also another answer why Mashu Nafshai Rishon. But that's the argument of the Ran. So the Ran says, again, back inside, the Ran says like this, Alma, let's do it from the top so you get the flow. This svar doesn't make sense. What about anusim ayinu? We don't say that they turn themselves into rishon. There it's pashut. And when they're qualifying their signatures, the Ran says an amazing chiddush. This might have implications for other sugyas, where the Ran says that ksav yodenu aval anusim ayinu, really they're turning themselves into rishayim, because they're saying we lied when we signed. So then why is that we believe the second half? The answer is because anusim ayinu, the Gemara says, is machmas nefashos, and they're not rishon. But if a person says ksav yadenu aval anusim ayinu machmas mamon, so then in such a case, what are they doing? They're turning themselves into rishon. And says Aran davar pashut in such a case, and they're not going to be believed aval anusim ayinu. The only time they're believed aval anusim ayinu is if they're not turning themselves into rishon. But maybe yavin, the truth is, Aran is not such a big chiddush. There are Gemaras that might be mashma that way, right? We had Gemara and Yud Ches that might be bringing this idea out as well. So therefore, says Rabban, the Ram, the Avichozim Agidim, Mikol Malkom Lo Mashma Nashayim Risham Mishamachim Mehemna. Avohach, and why? Because there they were forced, Machmas Nefashos. V'lo dami la, I skipped the line. I'll go back to v'lo dami. V'lo dami la nusamayin machmas nefashos. The mishik sav yom not samak kamayin emon. Mishay en yotz en emon. The hasam nami davar chosum yagid. It's true. Mikol makom lo mashmi nishayim. Why? The rat doesn't spell out, but the answer is because it's nefashos. So then they were allowed to do it. Yeah, I said that. That's why I went back to bring out that point. So the Ran says that the Ramban is wrong as well. If he looks at this as a case in which the shtar already exists, so then in such a case, then you're chozer nu magidin and you're mashmin avshay rishayim because you said you signed to something that was dishonest. Why will the Ran say it's not dishonest? What's the Ran's position? Because the Ran says this is all fluid. An Eid Echad could verify, two Eidim could verify. No problem. No problem. But the Ramban is saying no. The Ramban is saying no. It's only if it's Ksav Yodim, ain't Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokam Acher. But the moment it's Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokam Acher, it's not fluid. It's a full-fledged Shtar. And therefore the Ramban says, we have to be saying that ain't sav yodim yotzim b'mokom acher, and the Ran is going to say, even according to the Ramban's logic, even if it's ain't sav yodim yotzim b'mokom acher, the moment that you're looking at this shtar as a full shtar by itself, and the ones who are saying tnayo yudvareinu as coming to literally be oker the shtar. In such a case, you're going to get stuck even in Ksav Yod, in Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokom Acher. Because then you're coming along and you're changing something that was already written. If you're changing something that's already written, you're Mashmu Nafshayu Rishoyim. Okay. Before we answer and defend the Ramban from the Ran, let's look at the Ran's own pshat in the Gemara. And then what we have to do is go back and defend the Ramban from the Ran's kasha. Now, that's why I want you to be amel on the Ramban, to decide with whether we're going to say is mukhrich in the Ramban or not, that we aren't going to do today. But before we do that, and then the last 2 days of Shurim, even before we defend the Ramban, well, the last 2 days of Shurim are going to come full circle and everything will be mesameh. Comes along the Ran, he says like this, Elkach nearly. By the way, we like to be medayik in every word. This is a expression that's not so common from the Ramban, from the Ran or Rishonim. In general, they'll say el kach nirli. He added three words. Bahatsa'a shel shmua. Hatsa'a means to suggest. Shmua is the way Chazal used to speak. Say we use the expression to speak in learning. So Chazal used to speak about learning as Shmua. Why? Because Shmua, learning was all about listening to your Rabbeim and listening to your friends. That's what learning was all about. Shmua means what you heard. You have to listen. Problem is that guys all of a sudden, they think learning is all about. They take these charts that have seven boxes and they read. They read Gemara and they translate and then they throw in a box and they throw in another box. They throw in another box. So they think learning has nothing to do with learning. It's not about filling in boxes. Learning is to listening to what Abaye is saying, a Rav is saying, and internalizing and fighting about it. That's what learning is. Learning is listening to what your Rabbeim are saying, to what your Harus is saying. That's what learning is. It's not about reading and translating and filling up boxes. That's not what learning is about. For sure, the boys have to learn how to read Gemara. They need to have skills, and they need to learn how to sit, etc., etc. But sometimes it's missed out that learning is really shmus. Is really fighting and learning and talking together and listening to your Rabbein and listening to your Chaverim. Okay, so says the Ran, why did he use this expression, Bahatsah Shel Shmua? So I think it's because the Ran is quite aware that what he's about to do is suggest a massive Chiddush. So every once in a while, when I suggest something that I have I know hasn't been said before, in my case also, I have no idea whether it's right. The Ran, I think, is confident that it's right. So I'll give you like three or four sentences of introduction. I'm not sure. I want you to fight about. Who knows? Maybe, yes, no. Sometimes you show me it's wrong, and sometimes you accept it. So I think over here, the Ran is confident with his pshat, but the Ran over here is aware that he's about to do something that's radically different. So that's why the Ran says, "Bahatzah shel Shmua." I'd like to posit something on the Shmua that hasn't been suggested before. And sure enough, the Ran is saying something that's radically different in terms of how to read the Gemara. Elakach nirli batzah shel Shmua, the Bayon, bein biksav yodin yodzim okumacha, bein sheni yodzim. Says the Ran, I believe Aliba de MS, that our Sikh is talking about bein biksav yodin, bein bein ksav yodin yodzim okumacha. The I mehemni bikule gavni mehemni. I hold that if the guy is believed, he's believed in all cases. V'lo mehemne, in other words, to say tnayo yidvareinu, and if they're not believed, ein emonim klal, they're not going to be believed at all. V'achami boila, and this is the Gemara Shaila. Ila amona domi v'akrele shtar. Do we say that tnayo yidvareinu is considered like amona, and we view it as if they're being oker the shtar? Let's add the words of the back. Dimas dimitchila da vaakrele shtara have dimitchila kilu pirshu, and the beginning it's as if they're explaining sheniskayim ainyan below tonight that originally they had said that from the shtar by signing such a shtar that the mecher did not have it tonight. If this is so, so originally they signed the shtar. Implicitly, they were saying that there was no condition. And so afterwards, they're saying that there was a condition. Lo mehem niklal, then in such a case they would not be looked at all. Demashvu nafshayi rishayim, because they're turning themselves into rishayim. Again, the Ran loves this idea. Mashvu nafshayi rishayim. One sad, says the Ran, is to say that they're turning themselves into Rishayim, and since they're turning themselves into Rishayim, they're not going to be believed. In other words, according to the Ran, we're coming back to the Shaila of Mashvu Nafshay Rishayim. Ramevin Yavin, the Ran is Lishitasa, that we had learned previous sugyas. Niten liikasei or lo niten liikasei was a shayla mashvu nafshay rishayim, and therefore the flow of our Gemara is going to be a consistent flow. Let's continue on in the Ran, and I'll explain to you what I mean by that in a second. Odilma, that's one side of the Gemara, mashvu nafshay rishayim. Odilma, the tnai milsachrisi, the tnai is something else. The ain't sos from bo divrei marishonim, they're not contradicting their original words. She'ein edus harishon kilun isparish bo shlo ayibo tnai. Elastam hoya. So what's the Ran's chakira? The Ran's chakira. Let me ask you. I need a little student interaction over here. What exactly is the shaila according to the Ran? What is the Gemara's shaila? What's the Gemara's suffix? How is the Ran? Let's pin the tail on the donkey. How is the Ran learn the words of the Gemara? So what are those words of the Gemara? How do you explain, according to the Ran, what is the suffix of the Gemara? Aside from Yitzhak, Ray spoke today. Yes, Aaron?
Is it a Marshias Atzma like Bodana Monach, or is it just an explanation, a Giloi Milsa Be'alma, which is not Marshias?
Said that very nicely. The Ran says like this. The Ran says that one way of looking at it is if you have a shtar without a condition, then it's a full-fledged shtar. And then, the moment you say Tnaya Yuyur Dvarenu, you're making yourself a Rasha in the past. Or do you say, no, Tnai is a different thing. Tnai is called Milsach Risi. It's different than Amonim. Why? Let him explain a little more. The ain't sos from both Vrem Arishonim. She'ain Edus Arishon Kilun Esparish Boshlo Yevot Tnai. Just because you have a shtar doesn't mean that shtar mecher by definition precludes a Tnai. So the Chakira goes like this, like Aaron started saying. Just say it, we're going to have to sharpen it. But the first way you're supposed to say it is exactly the way you said it out. To sharpen it, how do you look at a shtar mecher? Do you look at a shtar mecher as what we referred to before as already defined in all of its details? Or do you say that a shtar mecher is not entirely defined vis-a-vis tnai? It's different than amona, as we already explained earlier in the previous round, v'amei v'nyamin. And what you're doing is, you're not being oker the original shtar. What you're doing is, you're qualifying and clarifying it. The moment you say you're qualifying and clarifying, means that you, the Edim, are no longer Rishayim. V'hashta, how's that different than Abana? V'hashta milsei achrisi kamri. Now they're not coming and being oker the shtar. They're just adding, they're qualifying. Okay. So in that way, says the Ran, we now have a flow of the entire Gemara. This is going to be the Ran Lishitaso, how to read from the Gemara above. Mar Bar Ravashi disagreed. Mar Bar Ravashi said, in the case of Loi Nitin Boli Kosev, Mar Bar Ravashi said what? Mar Bar Ravashi said the difference between Magda and Amona is an Avla, and Moda is not. Why? Because of whether they're Rishonim or not. That's how the Ran learned previously in Dibar Maschil. You help me out. Oh, no, even before that, no? Even before. In Edom? No, even before that. In Dibar Maschil La'olam, no? Or at Asa La'adam. Ran already earlier. Dibar Maschil La'omer, all of those places. Ha'omer.
No, that's all in a different sheet.
No, so where did we get?
In
Edim. Only in Edim. Ah, Nachon, you're right. Okay, you're right. Nachon. In Dibre Maschel Edim, the Ran already said that was the idea in regards to Amon and Modah. So comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, oh, so that's true in regards to Rishon, in regards to Amona. But what's going to be in regards to, what's going to be in regards to what? In regards to Tanai, so you can look at it two ways. Tanai, maybe it's Milsachrisi. How is Amona different? So that the Ran already, that's why the Ran was bothered in Dibar Maschil Tarvayu. The Ran asked, what's the difference between two? And we have Shir already on what the difference between the two are. Now the Ran goes to his punchline. Wow, we've got a lot to do. Now the Ran goes to his punchline, and he says, Rabosa, you know I don't like kvetching. So for that reason, this is my agenda. I want to finish this with you today. So I will be mechayev you beyond my schar batola responsibilities. I'll be mechayev myself. If the chevra wants to have after mincha, you're not rushing anywhere, so then we can do Purim and Yonei Parsha. Sorry, it's like, maybe I'm making a mistake. What's that Kodesh Baruch Hu going to say? I don't know. I think the right thing is to finish the siddur. If you want to discuss Purim and Avodas HaNefesh, so we could do it after Mincha, or we could do it at another time, if you want Sunday morning, we could find it on time. But the right thing is for us to finish up the Sukkah. We've already been sitting on this a while, and I want to go deep, and I just don't have enough time. I need everything, every second until 1:15. So let's continue on. And for that reason, they're believed, even if it's Ksav Yodim Yotzen Mokum Acher. What does he mean by that? What does he mean? Umishumachi, mishumachi, mehem neafilu ksav yodim yotzei mokum acher. What does he mean by this? Mishumachi. Of course, he's disagreeing with the Ramban now, right? The Ramban said our whole sugya was only talking about kishen ksav yodim yotzei mokum acher. The Ran says, "Kishik sav yodam yotzim mokam acher." What does the Ran mean? Umishumachi. Go ahead, Efrain.
They're not going back in the words.
By the way, Rabosa, I have to give every single other person who didn't raise their hand. Could be a couple people didn't feel the need to raise their hand, but every single person who did not raise their hand, you have to ask yourselves whether you threw yourself entirely into this round. Because I'm not asking a hard question. I'm not asking what's the yisod of the machlokes. I'm asking you how to read the round. And this round was on the Maariv Mekomos for 2 days. Which means, and I want some of you to come over to me and be honest and say to me, Rebbe, you're right.
I didn't know what was going on in Mishamachi, and I could be learning better, and how could you help me? Could be I can't help you. Maybe I can't. So I want you to be honest. There was a Talmud here, I'm not going to quote him because I'm not going to embarrass him. I thought one of the most awesome comments that I had this year was a Talmud came over to me and he said to me, after a week of working on Har Tosis, he said to me, Tosis and I are not friends. That Talmud, Mir Tzashem, is going to become a Talmud Chacham. Because he said, I worked, I could read Gemara Rashi well, but Tosis I can't read. So I got stuck on it. If you have that attitude, you're honest, so then you come over and you say, I need help, so then we're ready to go. But the moment you're not going to be honest, you're faking yourself out. So then, there's only one Talmud who came over to me and said it. There's only one Talmud that came over to me and said this. And the rest of you didn't. So there's some Talmudim in Baruch Hashem. They're doing well and tell us they're doing well in the Ran. Many of them explain the Mishum Hachi. But there are boys here who cannot explain this in Mishum Hachi. And not many have been honest to come over to me and say, you know what? I wasted my time, or I broke my head in the Ran, and I saw a double for 2 days. That also happens. There are times I also saw a double for 2 days. Okay, go ahead, Ephraim. What is Umishum Hachi mean?
Well, I can answer that. I thought it means.
No, hafuch. At least you're willing to give it a whirl. Go ahead.
The fact that we see that they're not being sosa the dvarav, there's no problem of coming back to me. They're not being closer magen anymore. They're not being sosa the dvarav. We see that the fact that it was right away when they signed the original start. It was.
Wait, you're not answering though. What this has to do except yodim yotzim mokamachar.
Meaning ksav yodim mokamachar. Whether if we look at the star originally as it was said bestam. And there was no. It wouldn't say that there was no tnai the star. Whether that even there ksaviyadom yosef makamacher and it was bekuim star. Either way, and even if we have that star, all that star says that it was bestam. And therefore, when they're calling back, they're not being oker the star at all. They're just saying what was in that star. Even if we have a kuim star.
All right, I think you're on the right track. What the Ran is saying is like this. The Ran is saying. At the end of the day, when you have Ksav Yodam... By the way, I just want to drive home one more point, quickly. Reb David and I went over to Reb Yoel and said, the Ran on Dibar Maskel Eidim, I was able to read the first 4 lines, I wasn't able to read the rest of the Ran. Notice there are people who are Yerabeim who also can't read the Ran. There's nothing wrong with not being able to read the Ran. But how many of you are coming over and saying, I can't read the Ran? There's absolutely nothing wrong with not being able to read the Ran. There's nothing wrong with not being able to read the Hafuch. If you say that you can't, then it's a simon that you're learning. But how many of you are being honest and saying that? That's the question I'm leaving you off with to think about. Says the Ran like this. If we're going to say the issue is whether when they come along and they say, this chasimus that we signed is a Tanai, the Chakira was, do we say that the Shtar already says that there is no Tanai, and then they're making themselves Rishayim, or not? That Shaila is not dependent on whether Ksav Yodim Yotzim Malkam Acher or not. Could have said it a little sharper, Ephraim. That's the way to say it. That Shaila is not dependent on whether Ksav Yodim Yotzim Malkam Acher or not. Why? Because at the end of the day, if we're talking about Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokom Acher, so then in such a case, you still have a Shaila whether Mashim Nafshai Rishon. And if we're talking about Ink Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokom Acher, you still have a Shaila whether Mashim Nafshai Rishon. Whether the Shtar was Mekuyim from the outside, or whether the Shtar was not Mekuyim from the outside, we have a question of how do we look at Tnai Oyudvarenu, which is dependent on whether they're saying they are Rishayim or not. When I say Tnai Oyudvarenu, you could say that I'm undermining my original Chasimos and therefore I'm saying that I was originally a liar, or you could say that I'm not being a liar. Those are two ways to look at that question. Those two ways of looking at that question have absolutely nothing to do with Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokom Acher or not. So the Ran is going to be Lishitaso through the whole sugya. And the Ran is going to say it doesn't make a difference of whether it's Ksav Yodim or not. Because the Shaila of Tnai Yudvarenu, whether we look at it as fluid and therefore not Rishon, Or do we look at the shtar as stagnant, and therefore they are Rishayim? It has nothing to do with whether we know the shtar exists beforehand. Because now it's a shaila of a milsach risi. That's what the Ran is saying. Umishum ha'achi. Let's continue on. Umishum ha'achi. Mehemna, fiuk sav yodim yotzim ma'akum acher. Vasikne, we conclude the mehemne. That they're believed. Ubasar ha'achi, and after shaklinu v'tarinu ba'akav negufa. Then we have another shaila. And then the Ran goes on to explain the other shaila. Now, even as much time as I squeezed out more for us, at the end of the day, I cannot finish this Ran, although it's kedai to finish it. Very kedai to finish it, but I have a responsibility to tell you more than just the Ran. My understanding was, when I was brought to the yeshiva, was not just to read the Ran and explain the Ran. My job is to do more. So let's continue on. The rest of the Ran, I think, now is straightforward. Once you understand this Nakuda, the rest of the Ran should be straightforward. Obviously, you can be medayik in every word, but that's straightforward. We mentioned this Machlokes Rambam Ravid. We pointed out that Machlokes Rambam Ravid is about Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokom Acher or not. That the Ravid quotes Rav Haigon, who says that you're going to be Neman only in a case of... How does it go? The Rambam says which way? Ain't Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokom Acher. And Rav Haigon says, even if Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokom Acher. So we pointed out, up until yesterday, we pointed out that the Rambam seems to be going Bidas whom? The Rambam seems to be going Bidas... Oh, good, okay. But I pointed out the Das Rashi and Tosos, right? The Rambam seems to be going... Because Tosos himself tipped his hand. What? How did Tosos tip his hand? Tosos tipped his hand on Yutesama Beis. The Tosos says that there is a man, Omar, who says, Afil Ksav Yodin Yotzim Mokom Acher. But Tosos says that Shita, Afil Ksav Yodin Yotzim Mokom Acher, that is not correct. So Tosos holds, it's only when Ain't Ksav Yodin Yotzim Mokom Acher. So Rambam is like Rashi and Tosos. We pointed out that Lechura, the Ravid, you know, I always need the words in front of me. Even though I'm going to continue to talk, I want to see the words in front of me. We pointed out that according to the Ravid, that the halacha is that even if Ksav Yodin is Yotzei B'Mokom Acher, Lechura is difficult because he's going with the Ein Lefarish. What was the kasha of Tosis on the Ein Lefarish? Tosis asked the bomb kasha. And Lechura, the Ravid and the Gon are going to get stuck. What's Tosis' bomb kasha? Tosis asked the bomb kasha, which we alluded to yesterday, is a kasha on the Ravid. And that is, if that's so, Tosis says that you're believed even Ksav Yodin Yotzim Mokom Acher, then why would there be a difference between one aid? What did the Gemara say when the Gemara brought in the difference between one aid and two aid? What did Tosis ask? Let's look back at the words of Tosis. Tosis had asked the following kasha. Tosis had asked, Abel Ein Lefarish. He says it's a davar pashut. If it's Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokom Acher, then there's room to say that two are going to be believed. But one is certainly not going to be believed to be able to say Paruah. So too, one would not be able to be believed to say Tnayo Yidvareinu. That was what we saw in Tosis. So he said the Ravid is going to be difficult. We left that off as a kasha. What's the answer? The Ran. The Ravid, presumably, there might be other ways of being Miyashik, but the Ravid is going to go like the Ran, the Hainu, as the Ran was Mazdir. No! There's going to be a difference between one and two, and it's not the words like we had seen before, that there is a chiluk between Ksav Yodin Yotzei Mimokom Acher and not. No, whether it's Ksav Yodin Yotzei Mimokom Acher or not, over here the Shaila is what? The Shaila is whether you're turning yourself into a Rasha. So why should there be a difference between one and two, whether you turn yourself into a Rasha? So now let's continue on in the Ran. The Ran will explain. The Ran continues on. Ubasar achi shaklina v'tarina ba'ach gav negufa be'erechar tonight. Va'amar lo rapapa de'ein dvarav shel echa b'makum shnayim. Ravuna iskiflar. Di'achi klomar de'chashavta le'le sadusa kama kilu pir shebo shelo ayit tonight. If you're going to say that if there's when it comes to one, it's as if there's no tnai. If you're going to say that one person can't come along and clarify, why does Rav Huna say you believe? You don't say as if it's already decided that it was a mecha without a tnai. V'hashda hadrina v'armin shayv tnai. Elamakas sat aside v'akasik klomar shalonovim mimenu shaloyibol tnai. There's nothing in the shtar that says that there wasn't a tnai. Elat tnai hayibol. U'mehem nimishun nimil sachrisu. V'ena, this is a critical line. I would encourage you to underline this line. V'ena hafach divrei rishonim. Ela gila milsa v'alma. It's only a gila milsa v'alma. Sachanami kai gavna. That's the kasha. So, Gufa, the Gemara is going to come back and say, you're right. The Havamina was that when it comes, maybe only when it comes to eight echad, so there in such a case, then we view the shtar as already existing without a tnai. Rav Huna comes back, and Rav Huna says, no. There's no difference between one and two. Because what's happening? What's happening is, the Gemara here is being mechadesh, that it's flexible for everybody, not only one, or also even two. Now, why it's flexible for one and two, and what was Rav Papa's Havamina, that it would only be flexible for two, and not for one, that we weren't masbir just now, and that might get involved with the what I started with in the beginning of Shir, but that I want you to work on your own. But this is going to be the emes and the das haravid. The haravid is going to respond to the Bali Tosis's kasha and say, Gufa, this is the struggle. Whether we consider it etched when one comes along or not. If it's considered etched, so then it's a shayla mashvu nafshay rishon. But the whole diun is whether mashvu nafshay rishon. And the diun is not a question of whether he's being mora shtara or not. Now Rabosai. To crunch what the Yisod HaMachlokis is between the Ran and others, what's emerging is the following. According to the Ran, it's absolutely clear that he's cholek on Rashi and Tosos about whether you have a Pesha Asar or not. The Bali Tosos were boxed into their corner of saying that we're talking about Ksav Yod and Yotze Mokam Acher not being relevant in our sugya. And the only time there's a machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Papa is when there's Ein Ksav Yod and Yotze Mokam Acher. Why? That's the Bali Tosis Lishitasam, as we were masbir yesterday, that what we're talking about over here is a Pesha Asar, or Migu Dibor Shas, however you want to say, or Migu, whatever. But at the end of the day, that we're talking about a Pesha Asar. However, according to the Ran, it could even be talking about Ksav Yod and Yotze Mokam Acher. Aye, we know Pesha Asar doesn't work, Ksav Yod and Yotze Mokam Acher. The answer is we don't care. That's not the Shaila here. The Shaila here is not their Ne'monus about their signatures. The Shaila over here is Mashvu Nafshay Rishoyim. If the Shaila is Mashvu Nafshay Rishoyim, so then in such a case, it's not important whether the guy is a Pesha Asar. So that's going to be the Ran and Tosas Lishitasam of whether we're talking about Pesha Asar or not. Let's keep on going. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran shot a bullet at the Ramban. The Ran says the Ramban's got to be wrong. The Ramban, who does work with Pesha Asar, what did he say? He's got to be wrong. The Ran says that if we're talking about a Shaila of Chozrin Umagidin, that that's going to be the Shaila. And the Ramban takes it as if it's a Dover Parshut, that the shtar is already existence. If you have Ksav Yod and Yotzim Mokom Acher, then in such a case the Pesha Asar falls away. Says the Ran, even if it ain't Ksav Yod and Yotzim Mokom Acher, in such a case, what are you telling me? You're telling me this is all Chozer Numagidin. If it's Chozer Numagidin, so then in such a case he asks, then they're being Mashvu Nafshayu Rishoyim, because the shtar is already in existence. That was the Ran's Kasha in Uladidila Mechavra. To answer this kasha, there's a beautiful teretz. But my radar tells me that the Talmidim are not ready for the teretz. My radar tells me that if I say it now, that only 25-30% are going to follow what I'm about to say. And I don't have a mitzvah. I'm torn what to do. Rabosai, tell me, you tell me. Should I tell you over the teretz? How many people say that I should? Okay, so I'm going to. Some of the people that didn't raise their hand, I'm choshesh, they didn't work hard enough on the sugya. So then if I see that amount of hands, I'm going full steam ahead. Here, the Machne Ephraim has an amazing shayla. The Machne Ephraim discusses, pass this around, a totally different shayla. What happens if a person makes a neder? Person makes a neder, and they then say that there was a tnai on their neder. Very, very similar type of case. You have a neder. You with me? You with me? You have a neder? And then they say, tnai o yidvarenu. There was a tnai we never said. It's amazing. It's very, very similar to our shailing suvas and testament base. You know what happened? This sounds familiar. Some family politics. Someone said that if the wedding is going to be in such and such and such, then I'm not coming. And then it turns out they say, oh, they decided they want to come because what they really meant, tnai o yidvari, that's the Machne Ephraim shaila. Comes along the Machne Ephraim and the Machne Ephraim paskins that in such a case you could be chozer or magid on a tnai. That what can you say? You could say tnai o yidvari. That it was this condition. Not only explain what you meant, but there was also another condition that you didn't spell out. Says the Machne Ephraim, it's gufa talui in the machlokas between the Ramban and the Ram. Take a look at Dibra Maskel the Teda. See the Teda? The Teda, Perikshen, the Ksubi, is Gabi Eidim Sharm Ksav Yedeinu Ze Harelu Nemonim Ukumnu Ago Oinim Tare Ayri Afilu Biksav Yodim Yotzim Mokum Acher Vahara Nosan Tamlu Dvrayen Mipnei She'ein Eilu Sosur Dvrayen Marishon the Taim Mil Sachrisen She'ein Eilu Sarishon Kilu Sparish Shalo Ayibot Tanai El Stamoye Vahashtem Mil Sachrisen Kamri. Now here he zeroes in on the Shita of the Ramban. Va'afilu l'das ha'achronim. Here he means the Ramban. De'pirshu da'ayri b'she'en k'sav yon yotzim malkam acher. Lav mishum de'svirulei de'tnai ha'v'soyser ma'asham rukodem. It's not the pshat that the tnai contradicts what they said originally. Even according to those who say where it's only ain k'sav yon yotzim malkam acher. De'im kein tikshulu kushas aran. Because Iran had a bomb kasha. If we're going to say that the Tanai is so sir, the choshev ashtar kilu kasu beferish the nasa below shom Tanai, if the Ramban holds that it's so far as if the shtar was written in it that says that there was no Tanai, like the Ran had assumed in his kasha, and therefore it should be mashmin arshayim, in kein ki nami ink sav yodin yotzim okam achalola hemne, that was the Ran's kasha. Ella, what does the Ramban hold? Svirule, da'av alpi de t'nai lo choshev sosa masham rukodem, even though it's not a stira. Nevertheless, mikol makom gzeres hakosavu de'enum chozrum magidin. Here, Ephraim, you're finally right. You're wrong in the Tosas. You're wrong in the Rashbam. You're wrong, everybody. But you're right. Bidas Ramban lefi the Machne Ephraim. Comes along the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim says the Shita of the Ramban is like this. The Ramban holds that once there's Ksav Yodim Yotzim Mokam Acher, it's true. You're allowed to explain what you said. It's not considered as if you're turning yourself into a Rasha. But on the other hand, there's another problem. It's already Chozrum U'Magidim. Say, here, according to the Ramban, you're stuck. Why are you stuck? You're stuck because once it's Ksav Yodim Yotzei V'Mokom Acher, the Shtar already exists. When did you do your Agadas Eidus? You did your Agadas Eidus when you signed the Shtar. That's it. So Tznai Hayut Vareinu, you're allowed to continue to explain. But there's another problem in Hilchos Eidus of Kivan She'egid Shuvei Nechozer U'Magid. So that's what the Ramban holds. Hence, there's not going to be a problem. Mashvu Nafshayu Rishoyim. It's not an issue of whether he's a Rasha or not. If it's Ein Sav Yodim Yotzim Mokam Acher, of course you're allowed to explain. Because there was no full Agadas Eidus yet. In contrast, says the Machne Ephraim in Halacha Lemaisa, with this I have to conclude, contrast says the Machne Ephraim regards to Nedarim. When it comes to Hilchas Nedarim, in such a case, there was no Ksav Yodin Yotzeh Mokum Macher. Then a person is allowed to explain Tanai Hoyu Dvarim. The Machne Ephraim gives us an important solution to family politics. You see, everything is connected. Kol HaTorah Kula Chatila Achas. Isn't the Machne Ephraim awesome? Machne Ephraim went to a Tosos in the middle of the second parak, and he says, this is an afkamina in Hilchas Nedarim as well. That even the Ramban would agree that a person could always say, Tznai Hayu Dvari. In our sugya, he couldn't when it was Ksav Yodin Yotzei Mokum Acher. That was only because there was already a problem. Kimet Shigit Shulei Nechozer Magi. But by Nedarim, you're not going to have that problem. Kimet Shigit Shulei Nechozer Magi. Rabosai, this was worth $2 million. So, a good Shabbos to everybody.